Welcome to the Northeast Notables Podcast, the best way to travel, discover new music, and hear exclusive interviews from the best small musicians in the Northeast. I'm your host, Jill Plant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This week we have Couch Sleepers from Vermont, and I had the pleasure of sitting down with Harrison this week from Couch Sleepers. This guy is absolutely brilliant. I wanted to take a few minutes here in the beginning to just address some drama that happened. So, on my last episode, I said that New Haven, Connecticut was terrifying, and man, did I get some backlash from some people. They were like, you've never been to this city in Connecticut, you've never been to this city in Connecticut. Yes, I've been to all those cities, but New Haven is scarier to me. Yes, Bridgeport is scary. Actually, Bridgeport's probably the scariest place. I'm sorry, you know? But let's move on from Connecticut. Today, we are going to be in Vermont. Vermont is absolutely beautiful. My grandmother lives in Vermont, and we always have called her house the house with the million-dollar view, because it's just a big open window, just rolling cornfields and a beautiful mountainscape. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's right on the Canadian border. Vermont's landscape was also compared to the Alpines by the von Trapp family, who actually escaped from Austria during World War II and came to live in Stowe, Vermont, about 40 miles west of Burlington. It reminded them of this Alpine setting that they had left behind. And if the name von Trapp seems familiar to you, that is because it is from the musical The Sound of Music. The family is actually real, and you can now go visit their Vermont house. The original 7 von Trapp kids have actually unfortunately passed away, but there are 2 remaining von Trapp kids out there. So maybe they live in Vermont, I'm actually not sure. Vermont has also given the country many wonderful things, like Bernie Sanders, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and absolutely amazing maple syrup. All right, let's get into the music. Here is the Couch Sleeper single, All the Best Intentions.
All my friends call, it's the worst things that I never mentioned. saw that someday I've got all the best intentions. So shut up, come over, I've been waiting for too long. Yeah, I'll have righted every wrong by the time that you're through. Yeah, shut up, come over, what's the worst one more could do? And I bet you're gonna miss me too by the time that I'm through. By the time I get through to you, by the time that you're picking up all the pieces off the bathroom floor, why could you ask for more?
Hello, everybody. This is Harrison from the band Couch Sleepers. I sing and play guitar and sometimes play the keys in that band. And with me, I have Mike Nunzianti on the slide guitar. On the bass guitar, we have Brendan Ronan. And on the drums, we have Max Joshua. And there's a whole cast of other characters that sometimes join us.
All right. Can you give us the origin story?
Yeah. Couch Sleepers was formed, I guess, almost 2 years ago now. I was in my third year of graduate school. And I was just looking for a creative outlet. I was playing with a couple of bands, but not my music. And I felt like I had some songs that I needed to get off my chest. And so I got together with basically my closest friends in the world. Yeah, Couch Sleepers was born of that. We started playing music. We made a record. It was very exciting. It was very fun. And we've been doing it ever since.
It seems like you're really into poetry and literature and all that. Did you go to school for that? And also, did you go to school for like music? Because pretty good musician too.
Thank you. I was a music major at Middlebury College, where I met my bandmates. And I also studied neuroscience. And that's what I do now for a living. I'm, I guess, 4 years deep into a PhD in neuroscience. I propose my thesis on this coming Friday. So I've been in the weeds with that all week and for every week preceding that. I do have a deep appreciation for poetry. Pretty much any kind of storytelling media, I think, has a lot to offer and is rich with information for songwriters and anybody who's trying to tell a good story. So I am also a huge fan of screenwriting and of fiction, literary fiction, pulpy fiction, any kind of fiction. So I'm just happy to encounter any kind of story.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Where are you guys located in Vermont? What's like the music scene up there like?
We are currently in the Burlington, Vermont area. So Burlington is Vermont's largest city, which makes it essentially a small town. And there's a really vibrant and varied music scene up here, actually. Maybe partly because we're sort of on that axis between Boston and New York and Montreal. So we get a lot of high profile acts trafficking through. But there's just a really rich culture of music around the Burlington scene and a very supportive culture as well. The only problem is that they tend to migrate because they're all fantastic musicians and eventually LA or New York beckons. And so there's also a constant turnover.
Yeah, I haven't been to Vermont in a while, but it is pretty beautiful up there. I watched one of your music videos today, and I forgot which one it was, but it was like in Norfolk, I think, North House, something like that. Yeah, it was like so beautiful.
Yeah, I think that would have been the In My Head music video.
Yeah.
A lot of Vermont on display there.
Yeah, it was really nice. I'm like, oh, I gotta find that place.
Definitely. Come up, see a show, enjoy the sights. Take a shot of maple syrup.
What was the inspiration behind the song All the Best Intentions? That's your new one, right?
Yeah, that's our newest song. It's the third installment in our forthcoming EP called Monsters. I think All the Best Intentions is addressing something that I've struggled with in my life, and I think many other people have as well, which is the disparity between intention and impact. Sometimes you can have all the best intentions and still do something terrible.
Kind of like the trolley problem, almost.
Yes, it is sort of like the trolley problem. Yeah, and so All the Best Intentions is that moment of knowing that you're, even though you mean well, and even though you probably know that what you're about to do isn't the right thing, acting impulsively, of saying to yourself, I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it's something that's preoccupied a lot of my thoughts. I don't know if it's because I am that way or because I wish I was a little bit more that way sometimes. But those were the thoughts that were stirring in my head, and that, yeah, all the best intentions percolated to the surface. It's also the sibling sister song to our first single from this project, All the Worst Things, which sort of deals with the opposite problem, wishing all the worst things on yourself, even though you don't maybe deserve them.
Yeah, it seems like you put a lot of thought into your songs, and it comes through.
I really appreciate that.
So you did like a few Diary of the Songs for both of them, Monsters and it's like all the worst things. What was the inspiration behind that?
I'm very interested in sort of pulling back the curtain for people. I think that when I was just getting started on my musical journey and I had all these aspirations of being a songwriter, it seemed very much like a mysterious art to me. You know, the muse was in the room, lightning struck, and a song was born. I don't think that that's been the case. At least it hasn't been my experience. Maybe that means something. Maybe it is that way. But for those who are curious, I'd like to show what the process is like for us, how the song gets made, what goes into a song too, because there are a lot of, there are a lot of elements that I wish I could sit there in the room with somebody when they're listening and go, oh, do you know how long it took me to get that sound? I spent so long on that sound. And ideally they do just slip by, because a good sound, a good song should catch your ear, and good sounds, they should catch your ear, but they shouldn't take you out of the music. So yeah, this is my way of sharing that process with people. And also it's quite fun for me to look back and reflect, go through my notebook and find the earlier versions of songs through my voice memos and hear the like strange permutations of what could have been and thank goodness weren't.
In the song Monsters, you added banjo, which was pretty unique. How did that come about? And do you think the banjo like added to the song at all? I think it did.
Oh, I'm so glad. It felt like the thing the song was asking for. In the interest of peeling back the curtain a bit, there were a lot of times when I was younger where I think I would try to direct songs toward my vision. I had some high concept idea that I was really interested in, and I would try and I'd try and I'd try to mold what was coming out of me into that vision. Never worked. And that skill, it's one that you can develop, but I find more often than not, it's good to just follow the direction that the song is taking you in. Get it out, let it take its own shape, and then you can go back and refine it as necessary. In the case of Monsters, Monsters was a folk song, really. And a lot of our music is not folk music, at least not in the idiom that it's pursuing. I think there's a lot of folk storytelling in our writing, but idiomatically, it's much more like alternative rock or pop. But Monsters, it seemed to want to be a folk song. It wanted to be a vocals and guitar piece. And yeah, to have other elements that maybe brought it into a more surreal space or a more fantastic space. Yeah, and the banjo was one of those elements that managed to pay deference to a long history of folk music, but also to expand on the sonic space. And there are other elements as well, like that strange ghostly flute sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that like Diary of the Song, and how you came up with that I looked at it and was like, oh wow, this is really cool.
Well, I'm so glad.
What is coming in the future for you guys?
Yeah, a lot more music. We have, I think there are three more songs left in this project to make their way out into the public. And then there's more music yet waiting in the wings. We're hopeful, we'll see if this comes to fruition, but hopeful to do a live album this summer to capture one of the few shows we'll get to play this year, maybe. And maybe also some videos to accompany that. Something I'd really like to do more of is make music videos, proper music videos. I feel like there's a lot of visual imagery and storytelling that's been accumulating in my mind and is ready to make its way out, hopefully to clear space for other ideas to come in fresh. You know, in this time with the pandemic and with coronavirus sort of hanging invisibly outside in the air, it's been more difficult to make that come to fruition. It's hard to make a music video when you have to be concerned about the health and safety of others and yourself. So yeah, I'm optimistic for a time coming quite soon when we'll be able to invest some time and energy into expanding the Couch Sleepers universe a little bit into the visual realm. That would be very exciting to me.
Yeah, but you guys are still like fairly new and you've accumulated like a pretty good following, it looks like.
Oh, thank you. It's I feel very fortunate and lucky and a lot of gratitude for everything that's happened. It's all so much to a larger magnitude than I could have ever imagined. I figured I'd put out a couple songs for the people I knew to hear, maybe. But yeah, the response has been amazing. So hopefully more to come. Now, you know, now my dreams have run rampant and I'm spoiled and setting myself up for disappointment. So we'll see what happens.
Where's your favorite place to play in Vermont? And, or do you also have like a favorite state to play in?
Ooh, okay. There are two places in Vermont that immediately come to mind. The first is my alma mater, Middlebury College. Going to Middlebury in general is always special. It's a special town with a lot of special people in it. And the college is yet another example of that. The other one that comes to mind is a venue called Arts Riot here in Burlington. Really fantastic venue. I'm not totally sure if it's still extant or maybe gone under. It was in the process of an ownership change, I think, at the beginning of the pandemic. And I imagine that things can become pretty uncertain in a state of global emergency. So hopefully Arts Riot will be revived and we'll get to play there again. But many of my favorite shows have been there. Otherwise, playing in the state of New York is always wonderful. We played probably our favorite show ever was at Vassar College, a festival that they were putting on. And that was... it was so fun. It was absolutely fantastic. That school loves music. They have so many talented people there. And I think that's true for colleges across the board, but I have had a limited sample. So yeah. Hopeful to sample more. Have Couch Sleepers to your school, please. Anybody
yeah,
listening?
We will. Definitely. Definitely when we can have concerts at Swago, you guys are more than welcome to come. We'll invite you.
We would absolutely love that.
It's right on Lake Ontario. It's absolutely beautiful.
It sounds beautiful. Yeah. And actually, so it sounds a lot closer than I imagined.
Yeah. It's like, it's probably, I would say maybe like 2 hours, maybe 2 hours and a half.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Where can people follow you guys and listen to your music?
Yeah, so we are Couch Sleepers everywhere on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook if you'd like. We're not very active there. I don't know if anybody's very active there. And we're also, I write articles about the music making process on Reddit. And sometimes, occasionally, if I'm lucky, I get to write for other publications. Yeah, but listen wherever you'd like. That's the most important part. It means a lot to a young band like ours if you can listen and share our music and save it and playlist it and do all those things. So that would be amazing. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen and to check in with us today.
I was peering through the dark when you said, babe, what are you doing? I just waited for a moment. I was sure something was moving. I was just looking for monsters, I said lamely as he left. Patted down the moonlit hallway, went back into our bed. Yeah, And I'm sure you don't believe me, but I see them everywhere. They've been drinking all the whiskey, I've been whispering in my ear. And I'm sure you don't believe me, but I promise that's the truth. Tell me, darling, would you leave me if you knew all the little things I do? Your voice from down the hall. So I crept back beneath the covers, watched the shadows on the wall. And lying there beside you, I could see them in the room. Well, just wait a little while, baby, but I start to see them too. And I'm sure you don't believe me, but it's just to show I care. I've been drawing in my demons just to keep you from your share. And I'm sure you don't believe me, but I promise that's the truth. Tell me, darling, would you leave me if you knew all the little things I do? The little things I do.
That was Monsters by Couch Sleepers. Like Harrison said, you can find them on any platform. All you gotta do is search up Couch Sleepers, and Couch Sleepers is in one word. But that was Monsters. That was actually the song that inspired me to reach out to Couch Sleepers to have them do this little interview with me. I really believe this song is gold. Please blow it up because it's amazing. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the sixth episode of the Northeast Notables podcast. I cannot believe it's been six episodes already. It's hard to believe. I am in search of a person who wants to accompany me. I can never say that word right, who would like to come with me to go see every single band play that I interview. After this whole pandemic's over, I'm going to be going on a road trip. I'm going to be going to see every single band. So if you are out there and you want to come on this road trip with me, hit me up. My Instagram is at notjillplant, so at notjillplante. Alrighty, guys, if you're in the Oswego area, make sure you are listening to WNYO at 88.9 on the radio. If you're literally anywhere else, you can stream the radio live. We are also getting a new little blog set up on our website, so make sure you check that out. And we'll see you next week here at the Northeast Notables podcast. I'm Jill Plant, and have a good one.